Next week, Bez Hashem, is Yom Tov of Shavuos. Every single Yom Tov needs a hachana, especially the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which the Torah gave a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, in order to prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, count 50 days, 7 weeks. The Kadmonim, the Menorah Samara, says that's why the Yom Tov of Shavuos doesn't, it's not called after the something that happened on that day, not on a certain date on the calendar. It's named Shavuos after counting the 7 weeks. That is what the name of the Yom Tov is. After we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, that's when we have the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So Chazal gave us different ways in order to prepare ourselves, to be mischazik, to inspire ourselves, and to get ready for the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. The Gemara Megillah says, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Ezra Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Sheyakorim Klala Shabbateres Koinem Koidem Atzeres, Tichle Shana V'Kiloseh. It says that we should read the Parasha B'Chakorisa before Yom Tov of Shavuos, in order that we should end the year with its klalos and start the new year. The new year referring to is Peres Se'ilon, that with Baruch Hashem has done the world on the Peres Se'ilon. Tosfos adds over there that in order to have a hefsek between the klalos and Yom Tov Shavuos, we have to also read Parashas Bamidbar. But the tour says there's a simen, Manu ve'otru. First count, and then have Atzeres, which is the Yom Tov Shavuos. So there's an inyan of reading Parashas Bamidbar, which is this week's parasha, before Shavuos. It's not just a remez, some kind of inyan of Manu ve'otru. Parashas Bamidbar speaks about the counting of Klal Yisrael. It's called Chumash Atkudim. The pasuk says, Su'u Esroish Kol Adaz B'nei Yisrael L'mishpachoysam L'veis Avoysam L'mispar Shemois Kol Zachor L'gugloysam. So the inyan is that we have to read the counting of Klal Yisrael before we have the Yom Tov of Shavuos. What's the inyan? Rashi brings down in the beginning of Amidbar, Mitoichi Basan, the fun of Moinois and Kolsho, just like precious stones and pearls that a person praises and looks at each one separate, not counted as a number. Each one has its own chashivas, and one is not similar to the other one. Rashi said something similar to that in Shmois, Lohidia Chibasa Shemim Shul Kechavim, Shemaitzim Achnisim Amisba V'Shemois. It's also similar. There's no star that's alike. They have a different Tachlis, and they have a different Tafkid, each star, and has a different name. You have to understand that even though we know that it's not a good thing to count Klal Yisrael, it brings the sakana. And we know, also over here we see that Moshe and Aaron have to do the counting and the Nesiim. So it seems like over here that the Tachlis is not the counting itself. It seems like over here that the Tachlis is in order to bring out the Cheshivas. That was the Tachlis of counting. If that's the case, we needed someone like Moshe and Aaron to do it. And it's not going to be a sakana because the Tachlis is to bring them, like the Ramban says, when it says on this lashon of Su'u es resh kol das b'nei Yisrael, ein Su'u el lashon gedula. Like we know, the pasuk says Su'u es resh kol das b'nei Yisrael, ayorem keren la'amoy, uvenasata Hashem alkecha elyon al kol gei haaretz. So the Rabban says that this whole idea of the counting is to bring a person, to lift a person up, and to realize his chashivas. We see also there's a Gemara in Soita. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel that after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Hashem was Maspid Moshe Rabbeinu, and he called him Safra Rabbi Yisrael. So what does it mean, Safra Rabbi Yisrael? Pashup Shad, it seems like that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah the day he was Nifter, and on that, it was a big Shvach that Rabbi Hashem called him Safra Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand what that means. But the Mashal says over there, the Pshad is that he was the one who counted Klal Yisrael twice. So we see there's a tremendous mile about the counting of Klal Yisrael. Also, the Nesiim had to be about accounting. V'itchem yiyu. That was their shtela. That's where their tachlis was, their tafki. They also have to beat it by the counting. What did they add? It's interesting to note that in Parshas Nasa, with the Karbonis of next week's Parsha of the Nesiim, it says to try and describe who are these Nesiim? Heim These were the ones who stood by the counting. That's the chashivas that they had. So we see a tremendous inyan and chashivas of this counting. We'll try to understand what this means for us for the preparation for Shavuos. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, Tana Rabbanan, Haroya Uchlasi Yisrael. A person sees a big gathering of Klal Yisrael. He says, Baruch Chacham Arozim. It's a bracha that Hashem sees all the different machshavas of people. She'ein daitam doim ezel ezeh. The Gemara says, Ve'ein parsufeim doim ezel ezeh. They have a different das, and they have a different, they look different, and they think different. That's the bracha that a person gives when he sees a big crowd in Klal Yisrael. When Zayma, it says, Negamari used to say this when he saw them all Klal Yisrael standing on Har HaBayis, Baruch HaCham HaRazim. So what's the bria in this bracha? So the Marshal explains, which really we have to understand why this bracha, we would say faster to make a bracha about the achdus of Klal Yisrael. So the Marshal says, that we're referring to the Shishim Riboy of Deus and Klal Yisrael. V'hein kol ha-deyes shebehem nitna Torah. These are the amount of people that the Torah was given to. Six Shishim Riboy, 600,000 Deus and Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Torah was dafka given to Shishim Riboy, because the Torah is klula mikol ha-deyes v'chochmas. It includes all the Deus and Chochmas. Component, the If we want to encompass all the deos that there is to put together all in Torah, there's 600,000 deos. Ve'ein lohoisef aleh. V'hainu damrin shakol nitna misinai. Even a Talmud Vasik, it's also l'chadash. That's why it's included all in the Shisha Rivim Deos Shavim Ma'an Torah. The Torah Chaim in Bar Metzia says something similar on the Pasuk in V'eschanan. It says, Eila dvarim Dibra Hashem, El Kol Ka'alchem Bahar, Mitoch Eishon, Anon Varafel, Koil Godel Velo Yosef. That by Mount Torah, there was a Koil Godel, and it didn't stop. One man says, Le Pasuk, Shekoil Kaim Loilam, the Koil is Kaim Loilam. He said it's referring to the Talmud Vosik, as Os L'Chadish, that it's not Pasuk Loilam, that even though Nevuah, the Gemara says, stopped, but by Chachamim, there's still Nevuah, which means every time a person says a Chiddush in Torah, it's a continuation of one of the deos that there was in Maimon Har Sinai. Like we say, Noisen HaTorah, we don't say Nosen HaTorah. We say Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, we don't say Higid Dvarav LeYaakov. So we see from the Marsha, and so too does a Medrash Rab in Parshas Vayetze, that if one of Klal Yisrael was missing by Maimon Har Sinai, the Torah would not be able to be given. That is the amount that's needed for giving the Torah. And the Pasuk says, before Maimon Har Sinai, by not going up to the Har, it says, V'notam menu Rav, Rav, and a lot of people would fall. And Rashi says it means even one person, which means that before Mount Torah, before Kabbalah Satorah, every single person is a Rav. If you don't have that person, you won't be able to Mekabal the Torah. So the minion of Klal Yisrael is very important in order to Mekabal the Torah. So we see over here an inyan of the Cheshivas of the minion that's needed for Kabbalah Satorah. We can understand now why we have to read the minyan before Kabbalah Satorah. But on a deeper understanding, a deeper level, the Sefer Menucha Kedusha brings down from the Goyen, and you also bring down Shem Darizal, that a person has to be Sameach in his Chelkoi, even in Ruchnius. That means we know a person has to be Sameach in Chelkoi, whatever Hashem gives you. But if they say even in Ruchnius, a person should be Sameach in Chelkoi, which we have to understand. We know the Gemara in Bracha says, Harchiv Pichav Amaleu, a person has to have big sheifas, not to be mistapik and muat. So how's the shach to say that a person should be sameach b'chelkoi if he learns an hour, he says, I'm good, I should be happy with it because I'm sameach b'chelkoi? What does it mean that a person should be sameach b'chelkoi? How come it's not a steer to harcha picha v'amaleim? So to explain that, we have to bring the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed, which the famous Gemara that says, that before a child is born, They teach him, Malach comes and teaches him the whole Torah. Kivin Shabbat La'avar Oilam, right before he's born, a Malach comes and hits him on his mouth and he makes him forget his Torah. So in the Svarim they bring down, it's brought down in Sefer Milas HaTorah from the brother of the Goyen, it's brought down in Sefer Chochmas Mitzalu, Amida Daflam on that Gemara from the Goyen. What would be the Pshat, the Goyen asked, why would Hashem make a person learn the whole Torah before he's born if it has no use, if he forgets everything right when he's born? What's the special Milah? So the Goyen and the Al Sheikh explain a Dover Nifla, that all the neshamas that stood by Har Sinai, everybody got his Chelek in Torah. Everybody has a certain Chelek in Torah. That's what it says, Yigato Metzasa Tamen. Metzasa, which means like a person finds the Veda, which is his Chelek. And his Lashon is, Iluloi hoya malam denoisa kishoi b'me'imoi, eichoy yochel agia yidei giyosai. He wouldn't be able to get to that Chelek of Torah. When we are being miyageya and learning, we work to try to figure out something, a Chelek of Torah. When we say a chiddush, after thinking about something, working on something, we're coming back to the Chelek of Torah that was once taught us. That's why it's called Torah Soy. That's why it's called Terasai. Which means, when they said the Malam Demes to call a Torah, it means the Chelek of his Neshama. That's the Chelek of his Neshama. The Chelek that was his Chelek was taught. That's what it means to teach him the whole Torah. And the Sefer Chochmas Mitzal adds that the Goyen said that before we are born, we taught the Chelek of Torah because Torah is such a Kadosh, it's so lofty and such a high level of ruchnius that after a person is born, it's hard for him to be masigit. First of all, because of he's living in this world. Second of all, if he was mislachlach b'cheit, he has chatoim. In order for a person to be zeichet to his chelik of Torah, and be able to achieve it through his lifetime, he has to be taught beforehand about it. And the emes is kaman mafurish and medrash in Shir HaShirim that says that a person who learns Torah is similar to someone who lost a coin in his house, and he puts on a lot of different neiros, a lot of different lights in order to try to find them. So the Eitz Yosef over there asks that the mashal is not doing it to the nimshal. The Torah is not lost. What's he looking for? And he said the understanding is only that he's going back to the Torah that was taught him before he was born. That's what we say with Sein Chelkeinu B'Seira Secha. So a yidei, a person's amal and yigia, he gets to his chelk of Torah. That's what it means, yigata matzasa. That's what it means. It's like a metzia to find what he really lost, because it's shayach to him. So over here we have a different now, a tesefis understanding that b'etzem every single person, Klal Yisrael, is needed for Gabal Torah. But every single person, Klal Yisrael, is chelk in Torah. And his Chelek in Torah is something that's only for him, and something that he could get to, and something that he has to get to al yidei his yigia. This gives a tremendous chizuk for us to understand that we have a shaykh to certain parts of Torah that's miyuchet for us. The Chasam Sofer adds in Drashas that the Torah Dafka was given Mamayim and Asina Dafka right after we left the Avdus of Mitzrayim. We were not roi to show us that there's no things stopping and a person should be misyayish from his chelk of Torah, even if he's not going to be on a high madrega. He's the big people like the small people, says the Chasam Sofer. That's why he says the minig is to put Iloni Srak in the Beis HaKnesses, trees, not fruit trees, in as a simen, that just like it says Lasad Lover, the Iloni Srak, the trees, not fruit trees, are going to produce fruit, so too even Amaratzim are going to be able to be masik der chelk of Torah. And if the Torah, if we have every single year a new Nesina Satorah on Shavuos, and we have a new Kabbalah Satorah, even though the Torah would have been enough once on Maimon Har Sinai, we have the Torah in our hand. So why is it given to us every year? Why is there a new Kabbalah? You have to understand that every year we get new Kalim to acquire our chelk of Torah, to understand the Torah, to connect to the Torah, to the matzav of this year, of the world, to the matzav of ourselves, to our personal situation, to our chilk of Torah. This Kabbalah Chadasha, this new Kabbalah Satorah, gives us, if there's a new Kabbalah, that means Hashem gives us the opportunity and gives us the koichus in order to be matzliach, according to our matzav, and according not to feed the matzav that was once. So there is Hashem, with this counting of Parshas Bamidbar, Manu Va'atru, Klai Yisrael before Mount Torah, La'idia Chibasan, everybody has a specific shlichus. Everybody has a specific place in Torah. That's also the inu we find the Klai Yisrael B'Shas Mount Torah, that the Shemayim was Niftach, it says, and they saw the G'yoyne Shamalachim, that were organized with their flags. B'nai Yisrael were jealous of the Malachim. That means that even though the Malachim, every single one has its own shlichus, but even although that they have their separate shlichus, but they stand together ba'achtus, without no kinna, without no jealousy, to do their shlichus and avoid the lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zeicha to our Bez Hashem, a good Shabbos, a good Yom Tov.